Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast for today. Today is part two of our two-part interview with Karen Purvis, author of a new book called Gratitude Prompts. And if you missed any of yesterday's episode, you need to go back and catch up because we covered a lot of things yesterday, and I don't have time to go back and cover all of them today. But this book is unique when it comes to helping you identify and record and just be thankful for the things that are in your life on a daily basis, oftentimes overlooked. And that's what makes her book unique compared to the typical gratitude journals, the typical processes that you see on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all these other things. Well, every day take this gratitude challenge and list three things here. Post three things that you're grateful for. And people talking about their jobs, their kids, their dog, their cat, their hamster or whatever. She has gone the extra mile in putting together this fantastic book that prompts you to, it doesn't give you the categories. There are areas in her book, and we're going to get into the categories. Matter of fact, that's about where we'll start off this portion of the interview, as she will discuss just some of the major categories in her book. There are 50 different categories. So the way this book is designed, it does not start at page one and walk you through to the end. What it is you grab the book and you just flip through the pages, and wherever you land, it gives you prompts for to identify things to be grateful for, your gratitude prompts for that day. There's no set page one to page 100 type of format like you find in a typical journal. This is an awesome book. It's an awesome concept. She's currently going through the fundraising aspect to get it published and published right. And what I recommend is that you get the book and help her fund this project. The fundraising link on the GoFundMe page is in the show notes. And you can get the advanced copy. She's got the first few chapters just to give you an idea of what it's about. It is a free download link. You can get that in the show notes beneath as well. But we're going to jump right off into this part two of the interview, our conclusion of the interview with Karen Purvis today. And we're going to start off just by asking her about the purpose for the book, which she'll go into, and then we'll go into the 50 different categories just to peruse through the book, and she's going to give us some of the general categories. So right now, we're going to jump right back into the interview with Karen Purvis, and I'll catch you on the other side.
Whereas other people will have, so people will have different, very different experiences from the book. And how wonderful is that?
Yeah. Because each person has their own life story that has to be told.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah. So the purpose in writing this book was for what?
Well, the purpose to write the book was actually to share the gift of gratitude and to help other people have as much joy in their life as I've had, even through the downtimes. Overall, I have a hugely positive outlook on life. Things don't get me down. I'm always learning from all of the experiences I have. It's fun. Life is fun, and that's what life is supposed to be about.
Yeah.
Even when it's a little bit tough, you can, once you start being able to phrase it, what you're grateful for, maybe you've been sacked and you haven't got any money, and okay, so the immediate thing is this: I can be grateful for the fact that I now no longer have a job I don't like.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
I am now grateful for actually having the space to decide what it is that I want to do with my life. How fantastic is that?
Amen. Yeah, that's right. Now, there are other journals out there for gratitude. what makes your book different is, you know, do they start like page one? You know, how is your book different from the other journals or gratitude things that are out there?
Well, this is the only, like, I've done a lot of reading about gratitude, obviously, and there's a lot about the theory of gratitude. There isn't really a lot about, you know, the making the ordinary extraordinary. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot about how to look at debt. I mean, I've never seen any book talk about being grateful for debt or exploring the gratitude from grief. And of course, we all have losses and we all experience grief. We may not experience grief with the death of a loved one or someone dying prematurely, but we all have those losses. We all experience a loss of a hope and a dream. And that's an opportunity for transformational change if we think about it like that.
Amen.
And so why this book is different is because of the topics. It's come from my 20 years of practice, and it's done with lightness. Mm-hmm. Even though some of the topics are like hard topics, it's done with lightness.
Amen. You talked about the 50 gratitude topics in your book. Can you just give us some examples?
Yeah. We've got appreciation, compliments, conversation. We've got self-care, debt, as I've said, mm-hmm. furniture. We've got clouds and sun, flowers, trees. I'm just having a quick... Well, we've got guilt. Fear. I haven't got a list because it's in there. We've got sharing. We've got sex. Self-compassion. The C. I'm just going through the S's. The five senses. And we've got things like teeth. When was the last time you thanked your teeth for actually being there?
Think
about our teeth, and our teeth are with us from the time, these teeth are with us from the time that we're about seven. Mm-hmm. Maybe, we get some of our molars when we're older.
Yeah.
And they're there with us for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And yet how many times do we go, hey, I'm so glad you're here. Mm-hmm. Thank you for chewing up all of the food, and being able to bite an apple,
mm-hmm.
Because if we can't bite an apple, what would happen?
Yeah, that's true. Amen.
We've got teeth and pets. I'm just having a little flick through. Lessons learned. That's another topic. Love is a topic. Family's a topic, friends a topic, kindness is a topic, judgment's a topic. So we've got things in there that, you might say injustice is a topic.
Mm.
So they're, it's not just Pollyanna-ish.
Yeah. Right.
So not just looking at, the clouds and the sea and things that are actually easy to see. To be grateful for. We've also got things that we think, no one really likes injustice,
right.
But there is a positive to injustice because we can choose to be an advocate
mm-hmm.
from injustice. So there's, it's really once you start looking at it and you can think, well, am I being a bit, dog in a manger about this injustice? I don't ask these questions, but I'm hoping that through, a bit more reflection, people will start thinking, well, I don't need to react that way to that injustice. And I do talk about, you know, you have choices in how you respond to justice. You know, you can become an advocate. You can get angry and give that person your power. Or you can step back and go, hold on a minute. Is this worthwhile?
Right. That's what everybody should ask themselves anyway.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we talked a little bit before we started the recording about the mindset of people who start but then kind of drift off the path of writing down their gratitudes. Go over that a little bit for our listeners.
Okay. Well, I think it's like, I mean, I do it. I don't write a gratitude journal 100% of the time. Anyway. At the moment, I'm not writing a gratitude. I do not have a gratitude journal. I'm not writing a gratitude journal. Okay. Now, in the beginning, I wrote it, and it didn't really make sense to me. I thought, what is going on? You know, I write these five things, and it just seems like it's a bit of homework. And then, you know, like all homework, you know, we prefer not to do it. So it sort of languishes, it falls off our radar because we don't really want to, no one wants to do homework.
Right.
Now, the thing is that when we're starting out, we see gratitude as being a mind thing. Excuse me just a minute. We see gratitude as being a mind thing when really gratitude is an emotion. Mm-hmm. And so this is what I talked about earlier, was I had to do something different to carry on with the gratitude journal. And that's when I was starting to look at nature. And that's when you start invoking your emotions. So that's how I have coached other people in doing activities that invoke that feel-good factor, okay, which gets them through the transition between, you know, when they're starting a new habit. It becomes hard. You know, it's hard to sort of keep on because you think about it as homework. So if you make a game of it, and what I did was I included my kids. They were young at the time, and mm-hmm. we used to make a game of driving in the car and seeing what we could find. Like maybe it was the sun setting or mm-hmm. the sun rays through the clouds, mm-hmm. or the leaves on the trees, or whatever that we were seeing. And we made a game of it, and then you. So once you've included someone else, then you can add that to your gratitude journal as well. So suddenly, just by doing that one thing of adding other people and getting them to be involved in seeing some really good stuff that's always there, you've got a whole lot more things to write about, because you then notice the squeal of delight when they spot something. And the fact that you've observed that squeal of delight is something that you write down.
Yeah.
And then you won't necessarily feel like you have to write down, you know, that you saw the sunrise or you saw the sunset or you saw the clouds or whatever. Right. Because actually it may have started out like that, but actually what you see is love in action.
There you go. Amen. Amen. Now, we've all been brought up to say things like, you know, please and thank you, all that. We're in the habit of giving and especially receiving gifts and presents. How does starting a practice of gratitude tie into all that, or does it actually just build on it and take it to a whole new level?
Well, I think it just takes it and builds it onto a whole new level. Okay. And you can actually then see, well, one of the obstacles with gratitude is materialism. So,
right.
So there's, you know, what you may do is see a shift in what gifts you give people. Because as I said before, our two biggest gifts are time and attention. And so, you know, buying someone a car or whatever, you know, is sort of like giving them something in play because you're not going to give them the two things that they would really like. And so when you start,
what's the two things you
start,
you really like?
Is attention and time.
Ah, okay.
Like kids, you know, kids mm-hmm. don't need lots and lots of toys.
Right.
They actually are quite happy with a cardboard box and, you know, you there playing with them.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. Amen. Now, your book is currently in crowdfunding, correct?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay. How can someone participate in the funding of the book?
Well, what I would like you to do, first of all, is to have a little experience with the book. So I'm sharing five topics, and then I can also send you give you details of the crowdfunding link, so that if you do think it's worth, you know, if you do like the topics, then I mean that's only a tenth of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can actually help me bring this book to life, because a virtual book, from the research that I've done, I've had 50 people read it, and they've all wanted to have it, and they've all printed it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a poor relation having a virtual book. And so that's why I'm doing the crowdfunding, to actually do the formatting. What I didn't realize is how complicated actually producing a book is.
Yeah, it is.
You know, if it's a novel, you know, you read a novel and there's no real formatting. It starts at page one and you've got new pages at new chapters.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a nonfiction book, so it needs to be, the inside has to be pretty. Otherwise, you won't use it.
And it'd just be a line by line, you know.
Yeah, and, yeah. You know, what will make it exciting for you to pick it up if it's like, where is the beginning of the chapter? What's going on? Where are the activities? If it doesn't look, if you don't sort of pick it up and go, oh, okay, that's the beginning. They're the activities. These are little case studies and little examples that she's put in. If it isn't easy, people won't do it. You know that.
Yeah,
you know, we all go for easy, even though, you know, easy isn't always the best option. But that's what we do. We're humans. We always go for easy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why, you know, the formatting of the book is the most expensive element, and that's the thing that I'm actually asking for help with.
Okay, so you're going to, for helping you in funding the book, you're going to send them five topics that they can...
For free.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
and how do
for
they
free.
Get that?
So that, I've got an easy-to-remember link, which is bit.ly. So it's bit.ly/extract, so it's extractgp, G for gratitude, P for prompts.
Okay, so it's bit.ly/extractgp, extractgp.
Yes.
Okay, I'll put all that in the show notes as well. Now, when's the book expected to be out of crowdfunding to be published?
At the end of February.
Amen. All right. So it's coming up pretty soon, about a month or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how has the, you said you had 50 people read it, and, you know, how's the feedback been on it?
Even the people who have an established gratitude practice, they all found that they could deepen their practice by reading the book.
Okay.
Was really beautiful feedback, because, you know, oftentimes when people have an established practice, they don't particularly want to be open to anything new.
Yeah, so, they don't want to change.
That's right. And then the people who didn't have a gratitude practice and they started doing it and they did what I encouraged. I've just, in the story that I've given about my kids, they found that their kids are actually have taken it on board and are running with it and going, oh, look. And what are you, you know, and they're asking their parents, what are you grateful for today? Like, this is a 4-year-old.
Amen.
You know, and that's powerful.
Yeah.
Because the 4-year-old will keep that for life.
Yeah. Amen. Now, if someone gets your book, how will it change their life? I mean, what is the major takeaway they can expect?
I think that they will smile more. They'll laugh more.
Amen.
They'll be kind to other people. They'll be kind to themselves. Oh, you know, how many times do we beat ourselves up?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, even internally with that inner self-talk. Oh, you're not very good today. Oh, you didn't do that very well. Oh, and that's what this book will do. I've got a topic on inner self-talk and how we can change that talk to be more positive.
Amen.
And that's what that, you know, it's an opportunity to change your life in without struggle.
Mm.
And, you know, so many times when we think about changing our life, we think, oh my God, it's going to be hard. It's going to be tough, you know, but actually nothing that I've experienced through gratitude, you know, in deepening and learning about it and deepening my practice has actually been a struggle.
Yeah.
Amen. It's just access to love.
There you go. I think that probably sums it up right there. Access helps you access love. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, I'll put all the links here in the show notes, but if someone wanted to get in touch with you, maybe to ask a question or maybe even do an interview such as this, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, there's the easiest way is to, if you know how to spell my name, which is P-U-R-V-E-S, and it's Karen Purvis, you can look me up on Twitter under that name, Instagram, Facebook. I've got a Facebook page of Karen Purvis, Gratitude and Grief. And so, you know, I'm open to talking to people, particularly when, you know, you may be struggling with gratitude and may be struggling in your life. I can help you, point you in the right direction. I can't do the work for you. But I've got there's loads of tools. There's loads of ways of actually feeling great.
Okay. Does the crowdfunding site have ability to email you and things like that through the crowdfunding site?
I don't think so.
No?
You're better off. So once, if you go to the Bitly link that we did, the Bitly /extractGP, that then gets you onto my website, and then you'll be able to write an email from there as well.
Okay. What's the website address?
That it's KarenPurvis.com.
Okay.
It's really easy. Apart from the fact that my name is difficult to spell, it's actually really easy.
Amen. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Karen, I want to thank you for coming on the program. I wish you well for your book. I know this is going to make a massive impact in people's lives. And I love that summary, and it'll help them find love. Oh, that's awesome. I love that. And I thank you for taking the time to come on the show today.
Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed the time that we've had today. I could do it all again. There's so much that I could share with you. It's, Amen. You know.
Once the book gets out there and you get it published, let's get you back on and we'll talk about it. How's that sound?
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, sounds fabulous.
Folks, listen to me. Gratitude journaling, as you heard, will get you into the habit of recognizing some of the blessings that are active in your life but often go unnoticed. Once you get into the habit of writing down these areas of gratitude, as Karen said, your life will begin to change, and this change will be evident to those around you as well. And to help you in this area, she's put this book together, Gratitude Prompts. You need to get this book. Get on her list. Get in there and help her get it funded so she can get this thing published. Matter of fact, once it comes out, you need not just get one for yourself, you need to get two. Be a blessing to someone else. Give one to a friend. Bless them so they can get this experience going in their family. So go to the show notes. Click on the Bitly link to get over to the crowdfunding site. For more information, go to her website at KarenPurvis.com. Look her up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. All these things are in the show notes. And again, Karen, thank you for taking the time. That's all the time we have for today. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau reminding you, for Karen Purvis and myself, reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.